Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Give Dube on Monday, July the 6th, 2020, and this is Live Talk. I'm in Maryland.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. This July the 6th, 2020, I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases arising. We saw the Minister of Health saying that the cases are now at 716. We have 181 recoveries in Zimbabwe, and active COVID-19 cases currently stand at 527 with 8 deaths.
Yes, we see, Marvelous, that yesterday there were 18 people who actually tested COVID-19 positive. So meaning that, the number is going up, and most of these people are coming from South Africa and Botswana, and one is from Canada, and three are local cases. So which means that it seems as if the majority of those people that are testing coronavirus positive are those that are coming out of the country, and they are Zimbabweans. So when we look at the worldwide figures, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 11 million people that are COVID-19 positive. And out of these people, 534,787 have died. And in the USA alone, there are almost 3 million people that have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of these people, almost 130,000 have actually died. So it seems as if COVID-19 is really causing havoc. Yabukambe mahlaba ezulu linjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Ye, namhlanje sikhuluma ngokujiyeneyo. Okunye esikhuluma ngakho khona kwe-coronavirus COVID-19 kuzobuya ke okunye lokhu ukuthi kulabantu abafuna ukutshengisela emgoqweni mhla kajulayi 31 lo nyaka. So sichase nge-COVID-19 kulabantu 716 okuthiwa-ke sebetholakale bele COVID-19. Abayi-181 sebesilile kuthi ke abayi-8 sebabhubha. Nxa sisikhangela-ke izolo kulabantu abayi-18 abatholakale bele umkhuhlane lo. Iningi labo ngabantu abavela phandle kwelizwe. Siyabona njalo ukuthi sokutestwe abantu abafika 80,089 ku-COVID-19 yaleyi. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokulabantu abayi-11.5 million asebethole umkhuhlane lo. Kuzobuya abe yi-534,787 sebabhubha. Kuzobuya kwele Melika asebefika phose 3 million abantu asebebambe umkhuhlane lo, kuthi-ke asebebhubhile 129,947. Ye, kunjalo Mavelasi, singakangeni kuhlelo lwethu khona manje.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk. Apo nhasi musi wemuvhuro July 6, 2020, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichitarisa zvakare, tichange tiine gango, tichitarisa zvakare nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanoraudzira 11,444,000. Kwozouya vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi vari pa534,000. Daudzira 500,000 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Imomuno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 2.8 million vabatwa nedambudziko reCOVID-19, tichiona kuti nearly 130,000 vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya. Saka chirwere ichi chakapfunya chisero imo muno muAmerica. Handosaka pari zvino tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba. Muno muWashington DC mandinogara mune vanhu 10,482 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko iri. Tozotarisa kuti 559 ndo vashaya. Asi munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 huri kuramba huchikwira pari zvino. Tichiona kuti nyanya kune vanhu vari kubva kwatingati kuye kunze kwenyika dziri pedo neZimbabwe. Pari zvino pane vanhu 716 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedambudziko iri, vanhu 8 vachishaya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yeCOVID-19. Asi zvakare tichatarisawo zvematongerwo enyika. Tichiona kuti pari zvino takaona nezuro mutungamiri webato reMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa vachiita ivo yavaiti e-rally. Zvinoreva kuti vanga vari kuita rally yavo vari pamasaisai vanhu vachivaona pasi rose pavanga vari kutaura hwaro hwebato ravo. Tikaona zvakare ipo pamadandemutande reinternet tikaona mamwe mapato vachidaidzira ivo ene avo mapato anopikisa kuti nevamwe vakazvimirira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ipo pane kuratidzira kupera kwemwedzi uno musi waJuly 31 saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kutaura kuti zvakamira sei uyezve zvingabatsire here tichiona kuti nhasi taona zvakare vana mukoti vachiratidzira kuBulawayo vana mukoti vanoshanda kuzvipatara zvehurumende vanga vari kuratidza tikaona muHarare vamwe vana mukoti vachitorwawo nemapurisa mushure mekunge vaedza kuratidzira asi vakazorambidzwa saka tichange tichibata zvese izvozvi pachirongwa chedu Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. And going deep into our discussion today, we are looking at the July 31st proposed protests. So we see that Jacob Ngarivume of Transform Zimbabwe is actually one of those people spearheading this kind of protest that is dubbed hashtag ZANU-PF must go. So now there are some people who actually sent us audios. So let's listen to what these people are saying about, you know, this kind of thing called protesting in the streets in order to remove ZANU-PF from power. So let's hear what people are saying, Marvelous, just briefly.
Bahlulekile bahluthuna umbuso yonke into yabo ngeyodlame hayi ZANU must go ayihambe ngumdluli lo South Africa mfana wasecholojo
mina ngumoyo banda komnyama kugwamagwama village hayi ngiyayiboni indaba elifaka lapha madoda kodwa hey bananzelela abafowethu laba mabethi bona bazakhipha izanu ngokutoyitoya ha ngoba lapho kuyakarajala la akhali imvubu lapho hayi bebengathi nje bebumbe into enhle ma kuyukuthi umbuso njengovele ungamanga kahle bebe le nhlelo ezingcono ngoba hey kuzachaywa
igama lami ngibusani ngiphuma enkaya okwamanje ngilapha eGoli hey okubuhlungu ukuthi kuzachona abantu iZANU-PF izovali ifaka amasotsha lamapholisa bedubula abantu bebulala abantu
elo langa kuzalimala abantu abaningi bazatshaywa and unalo umqondo kawusoze usebenze ngoba kunini kambe abantu bekhuluma belezifiso ezinjalo ukuthi alubana iZANU yaphuma embusweni ukuthi sizasunduzwa ngabantu nje makhaza kungeke kusebenze lokhu abantu bayazikhathaza nje abamelele u-2023 bavote bayikhiphe nxa kuyikuthi sebefuna ukuyikhipha kuloku zama ukuzilimazisa nje ngoba baningi bazalimala sibilokuzwayo ngoba laba abantu kabadlali bayalwa lo muntu ongani ucabanga izinto ezinjengazonizo lo ukhuluma ngoNcube Raphael
siyakuthakazelela sibilokutshengisela lokhu kodwa hey Ayi, laba abantu bayesabe kokunye okumangalisayo kodwa akutshengisela sizatshengisela size siyekele ukutshengisela sinje kathesi siyahlupheka sifuna imali imali azibonakale emabhenki kunzima ilizwe linzima abantu bathwele nzima kathesi sinje siyasebenza asikaholi lezi mali zethu khonapha emsebenzini kuthiwa amabhenki kawala mali ilizwe ibhenki yelizwe kayilamali so manje sisakwazi ukuthi senzeni so ukutshengisela lokho kuzaba khona hayi siyakuthakazelela sibili kakhulu
ngumpumelelo mafu ngisesenilukuselupani hayi silalele sibili inhlanganiso eziningi zithi sezibambana ukubana zikhiphe umnangagwa esikhundleni hayi kulobu nzima abantu bakhathele abantu sebediniwe mina mbona ngombono wami abantu sebediniwe abantu seberojwe kakhulu ngohulumende okhona khanya isikhathi sangikhona sesikwanile kodwa ke mina ngombono wami ngizama ukuthi ngithi yena kanti manje umakhuphe right nguye yedwa singamzwayo khona ekhomenta ekhuluma ngokuthi uyahlanganela labanye simazina embalini yemdc yehambela phambili ezintweni zingazonezi namhlanje umakhuphe ungakazwakali phela simuntu yikona lapho makhoza bonakala khona sizamusindeleni ukuthi sizukuthini uthini ngalokho.
There are the people there, Marvelous, saying different things about what they are expecting out of this. And what the first guy was saying, certainly ZANU-PF must go. And then we had Panda Moyo, we'll say, oh, yeah, but you know, the problem is there could be a lot of violence associated with that. And then with another person by the name Busani, he says he's from Kai. He says people may die on that particular day, so why do it? It has failed in the past, and why try it today? And the same was said by the second caller, Ngobe Raphael. And then with another guy who said, yes, just do it. But the last guy was very cautious. He was saying that, you know, where is Miss Kupe, Tozani, and others in this matter? So he wants to know all those kind of things.
Interesting. Aha, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vanhu vakasiyana-siyana vanga vari kutaura mafungiro avo pamusoro pehashtag kana kuti urongwa huripo hwekuti ihwo kunge kuine kuratidzira kupera kwemwedzi uno musi waJuly 31st uri kunzi iwo uchishandisa hashtag pachivhitivhiti kana kuti padandemutande reinternet riri kunzi hashtag ZANU-PF must go. Saka vamwe vanga vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo. Vamwe vachiti ivo zvinogona kuzonetsa nekuti panogona kukuwadzwa vanhu kana kuti vamwe vanhu vanogona kurohwa. Vamwe vachiti ngazvienderere mberi. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano, tichange tiine vanyari vanobva kumapato akasiyana siyana vachitiudzawo pfungwa dzavo kuti zvii zviri kuitika pari zvino, uyezve ivo semaonero avo zvingaenderere mberi here izvi zviri kurongwa, uyezve kuti zvingabatsire sei nyika. Nokuti tichiona kuti munguva yapfuura patakaona vanhu vachiungana munyika ndo patakaona pachibviswa vaRobert Mugabe nechisimba. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kutariswa nevamwe kuti apo pazvakaitika izvi zvakazoitika izvozvi zvaitika zviri kuendeka here. Saka ndo zvichange tichikurukura ipo pano kuti mushure mekunge vaRobert Mugabe vabviswa nechisimba vanhu varatidzira zvabatsira here munyika pari zvino, Gibbs?
Yes, our first guest, marvelous, is Dr. Simba Mavaza. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party, and he is in London. So, Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program. Do you have a question for him? Maybe pose the first question.
Yeah, toda kungonzwa kwavari kuti zviri kurongwa izvi tinga vari kuona sei ivo sebato re ZANU-PF.
Yes, let me bring him aboard. So, what's your take on the protests, you know, proposed protests by these people that are planning it? And as ZANU-PF, how do you take this?
Thank you. Thank you, Gomo. Thank you, Mave. Right. The first thing we need to look at is a protest on its own does not bring fruits unless there's a purpose for it. Now, the problem we are having here is the protest which is planned by the MDCA is not about economy. It's not about Zimbabwe. It's about them seeking relevance. MDCA has been losing relevance and losing its own internal wars. Now, Kupe and his team were in Blawa yesterday having their own rallies. And in order to keep relevant and to keep in the minds of people as a vibrant opposition, Chamisa and Miti have to come up with a plan.
No, even in this case, let's be honest, it's not the MDCA. There is Transform Zimbabwe that is actually spearheading this kind of protest. And then the MDCA only said, yes, we are supporting this, but we think time has not come for it to happen. So let's not say this is the MDCA kind of protest. No.
Last week, if you had followed closely as we do, MDCA called for demonstrations on the 31st of July. The other parties supported what MDCA have said. And if you have listened to what Chamisa said yesterday, he said we have consulted and we'll go on the streets and people will talk on the 31st of July. So it means it's spearheaded by MDCA. And other opposition parties are now joining in. Why? Because they've been quiet for too long. They are trying to seek relevance by a demonstration. But let me come quickly to the point of a demonstration in itself. Number one, we are in a situation of economic dilemma as a country. Things are so tough. So when people are hungry, the government or anybody who is in power becomes very apprehensive. So if you go on the street in this situation, you are simply putting people in danger and not yourself. We are not saying as a party we'll beat up people. But when people who go on the street and they are hungry, they will be trying to break the shops, they will try to break the laws. When that is done, the reaction will be catastrophic. And therefore, putting people in the streets in this time of COVID, this time of economic meltdown, it is not a clever idea. And we have noticed really that strikes which are created in this period end up in bloodshed. But Zimbabwe does not need bloodshed now. And we don't need that. And we cannot, as ZANU-PF, we cannot stop the police from maintaining order when these demonstrations get wild or get out of way. And again, as a party, we cannot sit down and allow people to come and try to change the government unlawfully. We have elections in 2023. This is the time, if they have got complaints, come with your complaints together, take them up to the government, or use that as your campaigning tool. But putting people on the street, it is not a good idea at all. And it's bound to fail in any case.
Marvelous.
Ndizekuti vamavaza vanga vazombondipindura here because ndandisingavanzwe, but maybe vadhube vanogona kungotaurawo kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Zvingabatsira ndanzwa vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuti vazhinji pari zvino vari kutotarisa ivo vachiti utongi hwava Mugabe hunenge hwanga uri nani tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Hamene kuti vangataura here kuti zvakamira sei?
Mr. Dube, she wants you to respond, you know, on this issue, saying, you know, some people are saying Mugabe's rule was far much better than what is going on today. So what's your response to that? So unfortunately, Dube says he wants to speak in Ndebele and English. Go ahead.
Okay. I think what is happening, Emmerson Mnangagwa is proving that he is the most incompetent, because everyone, when Robert Mugabe was in power, also that even if a donkey was given to take over this country, the donkey was going to actually make this country better. But Mnangagwa actually has proven all of us to that he can actually worsen the thing, because the country, when power, people were buying bread for $1, and even if there was a parallel exchange rate, it was less than 1 to 2 against the US dollar. Now things are getting worse. Mm-hmm. Teachers were earning something like $400-$500. People are now earning probably $50, if they are lucky enough, those who are working for the government. And actually, we have been seeing a very worrying trend whereby donations which are being given to the government of Zimbabwe for COVID are being invoiced by those who are close to Emmerson Mnangagwa, and this is very worrying.
So now,
esikunanzelelayo ukubana uMgabe sasengumongameli sonke sasicabanga ukuthi even singathatha indwangu kumbe idonki sithi thathe ilizwe kuzabe ngcono, kodwa uMnangagwa setshengisele ukubana uyehlule kakhulu ngoba ilizwe seliminzima, abantu sebephila nzima ngoba uMgabe chiya ekhutshwa embusweni isinkwa sibe sisithenga ngedola elilodwa, noma kule parallel market imali ibithengwa umkambo omnyama kade uthi nxa ule mali ngangedola 870 dollars ku-ecocash ukuthenga probably $100, but lamhlanje siyananzelela ukubana ukuze uthenga $100 udinga imali eyedlula 10,000 RTT. So kutshengisa ukubana uMnangagwa umuntu oyehlulekayo kakhulu ukubusa, njalo siyananzelela lobugwelegwele lobusela okwenzakala ngaphansi kwakhe ukubana izinto ezinye ezidonethiweyo abantu abamsebenzelayo
Thank you so much. And still on the line, Dube is in Bulawayo. Now we're joined by Ketwe Pepe. She is in Canada. Ketwe, welcome to the program. Right, so go ahead. I think Dr. Mabaza will come back very shortly. I think he had some internet problems. He'll be coming back very shortly. So now, what is your point? Yes.
On the podcast, there was a lag between him talking and then half of it's within hearing.
Okay.
But
what's your take on you know, these planned protests?
No, I think what I would say was when it's really I'm trying to use kosher words. When it's really, really, really bad, I want to make her was a person. That is the truth. And I don't think I've always thought which it has I want to make her about a speaking corner. See I've always Josian Zagala, Amanzi, Banatamanzi and Nobileo, Kabalam Sevenzi, Kabaholi Wushe, and the people in power are pretty much comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said, the masses, the point is not enough police or soldiers to deal with that. When they are ready, they will get out of their homes and stand outside. At this point, I always feel that the people have not come to that point yet. And I sometimes think with Tines diaspora, maybe we contribute towards them not getting out of the street, getting out of the house and go to the street to say no.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want this.
Yes. So what do you think people should do then in order to, you know, express their grievances?
No, civil disobedience is the only way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Civil disobedience. Right now, we're being put in jail with people who are going to go hyper, single or hyper society, when the grand thieves are actually running the country. The grand thieves are running the
But people will say, can you substantiate that? Because, you know, they've not been convicted in court, like thieves and, you know.
They own everything right now. Own the court, they own everything. It's just the revolving door. I don't know what happened to the case of Obadiah. He was arrested, but he has said everything seems to be normal. So I don't know what we expect us people to say. The other lady, I told her in NASA. I don't know what happened to that woman. What happened to all that money that she stole because that she did? What happened to all that? Utombo went to court saying that the Utombo bad. What happened to all that? We see these things and they are wondering which is where the grand thieves are out there running the country.
Yeah, but unless and until they go to court and they're convicted, then we can call them thieves. Now, some of them are suspects at the moment. They haven't been tried, you know. So maybe let's put it that way. Yes.
How long is it going to take?
All right, just hold on 1 second. Let's cross over to Marvelous. Hey, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna maiketi webebe vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika. Uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna vadhube. Vari kubulawai vanga vari kutaurawo zvakare pfungwa dzavo vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino zvinhu zvinenge zvati womei mushure mekunge pane hurumende yakawanikwa iyo ichipinda yava Munangagwa. Vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti chingwa pasi pehurumende yava Mugabe chaitengeka asi iye zvino hachichatengeka. Maria iri kudedzerwa pane zvinhu zvakadai sechingwa iri kukurira vanhu vazhinji zvokuti vazhinji mhuri zhinji hadzichakwanisa kunge dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichi tenga zvinhu zvakadai sechingwa zuva nezuva. Saka zvinwewo zvavari kutaura izvozvo takamirira hedu kubva kune vamwewo vanyarikani vari kuuya pachirongwa kuti tinzwe kuti ivo vanoona sei urongwa uyu huri kurongwa hwekuti vanhu vawanikwewo vachiratidza kuti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino. Gibbs.
Baba Mlungisi Dube, wena ngubona kwako sivili ubona anipomerela yini ukutshengisera wavantu emgwegweni.
ukuthengisela kwabantu emgwaqweni kumele kuphumelele njengoba umabhebhele watsho ukubana wonke umuntu nxa esebonile ukuthi usehluphekile kwafanela uzangena esitaradeni. Uhlupho esijalo kulunanzelela eminyakeni edlulileyo ukubana abantu abaningi abeZimbabwe bathanda ukuthi bevukele, kube labanye kube bona bebuye bezothatha amakhamera, bebuye bethatha amavidiyo ngamafoni kulokuthi bengene ezitaradeni. Singananzelela lapho kusebenza khona ama-demonstrations kujalo ukwenzakala ukubana kube labantu abaningi abagcwala izitarada zonke, kungena abantu abangu-100,000 estritini, kungena abantu abangu-1,000,000 estritini, yikho kwenza ukubana kuphumelele lokho. So ngendlela abantu abahlupheka ngayo kukade sikhangelele ukubana wonke umuntu onanzelela ukuhlupheka kwakhe ukubana engene ebuye estaradini.
Can you say that? Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say we need to be careful when we say Robert Mugabe's regime was better. It was not better. It was just the same. We were suffering exactly the same way since 1980. So let's shy away from saying that Robert Mugabe's regime was better. We were suffering then. We were suffering, and he was killing us. Sitting, this regime is doing, is killing us, and we're suffering. So, akula bungono, akula nto bungono. We are burning, pakati oven. We are burning from 1980. So, naso kuchisa kakhulu, abantu bazakhuluma bafune time.
Yeah, but if people get out there and stage these protests, are we not going to witness some violence?
The thing is, the same thing that Ulu is saying, which is not to have Dabapool, Puma 2-3. Yes, there's going to be violence. So we need all of us to get out and stand outside. There is not enough police or enough army to deal with everyone outside. There's none. Unless Zanu-PF is determined to do a genocide and wipe millions of people one time, Zabon.
Mm-hmm.
That is the end of them. Because they cannot wipe millions of people, Babulawi, and then expect to rule the country after that. It has never happened in any country in the world.
Marvelous.
Aha, apo tiri kunzwa mai bebe vari kutaura ivo vachiti kunyangwa havo vamwe vari kufunga kuti pasi pavamugabe zvinhu zvazvakanaka hachisi chokwadi nokuti vativo kubvira 1980 zvinhu zvazvakaoma pasi pavamugabe ende zviri kuramba zvichienderera mberi nekuoma nekuti ibato rimwero riripo riri kutonga pari zvino rezanu-PF kungotete pari zvino mutungamiri wezanu-PF pari zvino ndiva Munangagwa asi vari kuti iwo vamwe vanofungidzira vaya kuti zvinhu zvazvakanaka pasi pavamugabe hadzisi chokwadi semaonero avo. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vese vawanikwe ivo vachinyatsorwadzikana zvokuti munhu wese obva abuda oenda mumigwagwa nekuti vari kuti hapana mapurisa anogona kuti angauraye nyika yese asi zvinotora vakashinga. Vari kuti ivo havasati vambozviona zvichiitika kuti vanhu vazhinji vobuda vobva vawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa muwandu segenocide kana zvimwe zvakadaro ndiwo maonero avo avari kuona. Maybe Mr. Dube, do you think the people of Zimbabwe are ready right now when we look at the issue of COVID-19 and what we also saw happening here in America, the Black Lives Matter protests? Do you think that might have put an idea in people's minds regarding this hashtag July 31st protest?
Yeah, considering the current situation at the moment, a lot of people are suffering, as we can already say that even before COVID, at least 90% of this economy was informalized, operating informal. So most of those people, they haven't earned any income in the last, let's say, in the last 4 months. And or even those who are really working, especially the bulk of the people who are working for the government, and their earnings have been disseminated by inflation, which means that they are earning probably less than $50 per month. So a lot of people obviously are angry against the regime or they are suffering under the current circumstances. So everything being equal, they should be willing to protest against the government, which is failing to resolve this current crisis.
Okay, I think we are joined by Mr. Prince Dumelo's Banda of MTC Alliance. I don't know whether he's in now or not. So it seems as if his phone actually cut off, and maybe let's call him again. While we're doing that, we can try to locate our other guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. I guess he's got a slight problem in coming back into our show. I can see that he's trying, but there are some challenges. So let's sibuyele kubaba uDube. Baba uDube, nxa usubona wena konke okwenzakalayo, ubona ngani wena ngokubona kwakho, ubona ngani abantu bayatholani nakhona ukuthi bangene emgwaqweni bayenza okwenzayo?
Abantu bangangena emgwaqweni siyananzelela ukubana uhulumende uzananzelela ukubana insuku zakhe zizafinyezwa. Sizananzelela ukuthi amaviki amathwana adlulayo kumbe amaviki amabili adlulayo, amasosha kulelanga kavuka evale khona idolobha, sazi uhulumende segijime sithi uzabapha ama-$75 noma engakabani. Kodwa khona kuyena kuyasithengisela ukubana uhulumende ngabona ukuthi abantu sebethatha amanyathelo okumkhupha, uyayethuka eyenze lokho okufanele ukubana ilizwe libuliswe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Wothi sibone kumbe ubaba uDr. Mabaza usekhona kumbe hatshi. Kukhanya ngazani ulohlupho oluncane. Wothi ke sile audio kababa uBelief Gawule asithumezele yona khona manje, wothi siyidlale sizwe ukuthi yena uthini nakhona ofiswa ngabantu. Siyabuya back khonapho sixoxene lani sizwe ukuthi lithini ngakhona okwethulwe ngumnumzana uBelief Gawule.
Nanguyakhuluma khona phakathi kwecorona. Umumo lo obunzima esikhangelene labo ngumumo obangelwe ngumumo wecorona owenza izinto zabazimbi zangalolu hlobo. Pho kungenwa emgwaqweni, kungenelwa bani emgwaqweni? Ngabantu abalenjongo yabo ecatshileyo abafuna ukusebenzisa umumo okhona ukuthi bathole lokho abakufuna ukukuthola. Ngezinye indlela, unanzelele singakuyela sikhangele emuva lokwana kwayenzakalayo ngoJanuwari ngaluwana umnyaka. Abantu beqhikeza izitolo, bebulala izinto zonke, besenza njani njani. Kwakukhanya ukuthi kulesandla esithile. Imisebenzi yabantu be-G40 lay, labantu be-MDC Alliance, besebenza le-G40, G40 Cabal kaMgabe, isebenza labantu be-MDC Alliance, besenza izinto zabo zokuthi bafuna nje ukuthi bagenqule uhulumende. Yindlela zabo abazenzayo lezi. Ayikho ntsho le nto lezi isizathu abalaso ukuthi bakwenzelani lokho ngaphandle kokuthi bona bafuna ukuthi basuse umnango ngokwena bangene kuphela yikho abakudingayo. But injongo yabo isegcekeni, uganga wabo kusegcekeni. Okuncetshwa ikubona sonke isikhathi bahlala besenza izinto ezinye zokuthi abantu bahlamukele uhulumende wabo, bafuna into zibe nzima abantu bahlamukele uhulumende. Yimisebenzi yezitha. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngibacebise ukuthi yebo abakwenze sibili, kodwa ke into engiyibonayo bakwenzela abanye abantu, bakwenzela abane, abakwenzeli into le abayenza ukuthi ibe into enceda uZulu weZimbabwe. Kodwa badinga nje bona indlela zabo ukuthi bangangena njani embusweni.
Ngiyakholisa njani ukulalela izindaba ezimnandi. Ngayilalela kudala le studio leyi kusalalelelwe ezindlini kuze kube namhlanje. Ngiyayithanda le radio leyi Studio 7.
So what Mr. Belief Gawule is saying there, Marvelous, is that you know, there are some previous protests that happened in Zimbabwe, and he says out of those protests there was a regime change agenda. So he says now this is the work of the Generation 40 faction of ZANU-PF and MTC Alliance. He says it's very clear that there's a hidden hand in all this, and it's just only one agenda, regime change. So, sing as good to one agenda. Over to you.
I wa apota ngatiru kunzwa kupfa kunawa Belief Gawule ZANU-PF sektora kwa ita Gibbs arkuti ivo vaga ule vati ivo. Zirukuro mkwa izi. Zvinogona kunge zviri kurongwa nebato rinopikisa vachida kuti ivo vapidigure hurumende ndokutaura kuri kuita va believe gaure vachiti pane kuratidzira kwavakamboona kuchiitwa vanhu ava vanenge vari kuda kuuya kuti vaite mabasa ekupidigura hurumende saka ivo vari kuti mabasa ebato guru remunyika rinopikisa vari kuda ivo kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibvisa hurumende pachigaro Gibbs.
Yeah, so now we had our first guest, that is Dr. Simba Mavaza. I think he's got a slight challenge on his network. So hopefully he's going to join us as we proceed with our show. So now let's go back to Mr. Dube. I don't know whether Prince Dube Gospanda has joined us. No, it seems as if he hasn't. And Kalipani Pukeni of MTC LIT, he was planning to join our show as well, but he's not in. So let's go to Ketwe Pepe in Canada. So what's the best way of showing people's, you know, anger or let me say disenchantment with the government? How should people behave themselves? We know that there's a constitution in Zimbabwe that actually allows people to go onto the streets, but some of these rights are actually, you know, controlled by certain sections of the law in Zimbabwe. So now, how should people show that kind of, you know, anger and all those kind of things?
I think between the constitution and the force and the right to demonstrate, I think it has been stripped away from people. So I don't see any way again other than people just go out and they don't need to announce. Just get out of the room. Just tell them. They don't need to give notice. Don't allow what one of them said because why wait until you have it? Just go out today. By July 31st, he won't do his dollar, absolutely 1 to 300 by July 31st. Kumani namusha. Namusha kumani sime pande lapa. Because do you have food today? Between today and July 31st, what would have changed in your life? If it's that hot in this whole village that is called Zimbabwe, we have to get out of it today. I want to go to July 31st. And then one other thing I wanted to say was it's clear from what the VP said. What China running the country, we don't know. We were not taught these things. We were not taught how to test the soil with this Kulume. We were not taught by this. So just by that, we say he is part of administration. He needs to go.
Yes,
Vice President Kembo Mhadi, usitshelile ukukhuluma izolo ngebe kuthi esitshela ukuthi yena bona vele abakwazi ukuthi bathungamele njani ilizwe. But abakwazi ukuthi kumele bathini ngelizwe ngoba amakhiwa ababafundisanga. Bafuna ukuthi ngabe amakhiwa babafundisa ukuthi ilizwe kumele libalithumezele njani. Abakwaziyo kuphela ukubona. And misappropriating funds. So he needs to get out. He must go too.
Yes, marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Maiketi weBebe vari kuCanada vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo vari kutaurawo kuti kana zvinhu zvanyatsopisa munyika zvechokwadi vanhu vanozowanikwa ivo vachienda mumigwagwa vataura ivo kuti havazive kuti chii chichanyatsosanduka kubva iye zvinezvi kusvika musi wa 31 vachitaura ivo kuti mari yemabhond pachazosvika 31 July inogona kunge yatosvika kuma 1 to 300. Saka izvi zvinogona kuti zvizonyatsobata vanhu kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiona kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. Vakataura zvakare pamusoro pemazwi avanoti ivo akataurwa nemutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaKembo Mohadi. Apo vakataura mazwi atakanzwa vachitaura ivo kuti vanogona kunge vakatora zvavo masimba asi varungu havana kusiya vavaratidza kuti zveupfumi hwenyika izvi zvinofambiswa sei. Saka Maiketi weBebe vari kushora izvi vachiti mazwi akadai haakwanisi kuvaka nyika Gibbs.
So ke sibuyele kubaba Dube. So baba Dube, nxa ulalela abantu emjoveni, nxa ulalela abantu emabhasini, nxa ulalela abantu besikhulumela nje bathini ngakhona okudingwa ngabantu ukuthi kube lokutshengisela ukuthi bathini sibili?
Yayi abantu nxa uhlangana labo ngenxa yokuthi abantu abaningi baphakathi kobunzima bayavuma ukuthi ukuthi siyale sithule akusoze kusincede ngalutho. Ngakho nxa kungenziwa imizamo ezatshengisela uhulumende ukuthi hayi siyadana ngendlela abayenza ngayo ilizwe leli, abaqhuba ngalo ilizwe leli, kungabe yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi nxa kungabayenza ukuthi uhulumende kufike kubantu ukuthi hayi abantu abajabuli ngalokhu abakwenza.
So looking at what people are saying on the streets, what people are saying in combis, what people are saying in buses, you know, what exactly are they saying about these planned protests?
Yeah, most people are in support of the idea that something must be done to show that people are not happy about the way in which ZANU-PF is failing to run this country. Because of the current situation where most people are suffering, they cannot afford food, electricity, water, everything. Nothing is actually working except that ZANU-PF is looting the country.
Marvelous.
Ewa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vadhube vari kutaura ivo vachiti kwavari kumbofamba famba vachinzwa zviri kutaurwa vanhu nevanhu vanenge vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitsigira nyaya yekuti pane zvinofanira kuitwa. Vari kutaura kuti vanhu havasi kunyatsofara neutongi hwava Emmerson Mnangagwa pari zvino zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichikwira muzvitoro nezvimwe zvakadai. Ndo zvavari kunzwa kwavari kufamba famba mungave muri mumakombi nekumwewo apo vari kubvunza vanhu pamusoro pekuronga kwekuratidzira kuri kurongwa ikoku. Saka ndiwo maonero ava vari kutaura. Gibbs.
Yes. So now I think I've got Dr. Mabaza on the phone. So Dr. Mabaza, sorry you got cut off. And you're saying a lot about what is going on in Zimbabwe right now. So now, and in terms of the planned protests, do you think this is a good idea, you know, by the people that want to, you know, stage these protests? What's your take really on people going onto the streets, expressing their views as per the constitution? They are allowed to do that. So what is your general view of this?
The general view is that there is nothing wrong in going on a demonstration. But the purpose of this demonstration is not to make things right. It is actually clear, they are saying it now, they are saying it every time, that it's a demonstration to make ZANU-PF go. In other words, it's a demonstration to change the government in an unlawful way. Because the governments are not changed by demonstrations. The government are changed by elections. We are simply saying, if there is a genuine grievance within the MDC, MDCA, or any other opposition party, bring them together in a lawful way. But this way of saying they have to demonstrate in that way alone, it is not the right way. And I'm saying it is a risk putting the people in this time of COVID, in this time of an economic downturn of the country, putting them in front in the streets for a demonstration is exposing them to danger. I know the question will be, what danger? Number one, these people, they are bound to break into the shops because they are hungry. Once they do that, the police are bound to react. And there will be a lot of arrests. And there will be a lot of injuries. And there will be some deaths. And in other words, the opposition are simply setting up the government for a fight. Mm-hmm. They want that fight for their own. And this is wrong.
Yes, maybe Marvelous, you want to pose a question?
I don't know what you mean. ZANU-PF, is it member or supporter? I don't know. But anyway, my question for him, saying that this is not the right way. Are you saying that people have not done the right thing to let government?
They are hungry and they are not happy with the running of the country. Can you confirm that the people have not told the government, and the government doesn't know that the people are not happy? They are hungry. And they're angry, and they're not happy with the way things are going. Can you confirm that the government doesn't know that? No.
Dr. Mabaza, that's your question.
It's going to the government to make such complaints. We are not saying people are not suffering. The government is aware that people are suffering. And nobody is going to the government to tell them. They can see they've got members of parliament who are within the people. But what we are saying is when we are in a trouble and the government is trying to sort out that problem, we do not demonstrate for the sake of provoking a war and then go up and say Zimbabwe has no freedom of speech. People are free to demonstrate. But we are saying this planned demonstration is not to force government to do things right. It is to force government to leave power. There is no power can be left voluntarily because people have demonstrated. We have a way of doing things in Zimbabwe, and the way is through elections. And 2023 is 2 years away, and therefore it is wrong for any party. As I said earlier on, the opposition, all of them together who are planning to do the 31st July demonstrations, they are doing it for two reasons. Number one, they have been quiet for the past 2 years. So they want to seek relevance, and the demonstrations are sources of seeking relevance and not to help the people, but helping themselves, the party. And that party alone is not people. And again, it is wrong because it's abusing the people. And the second point is that the opposition, they have not even agreed on how the demonstrations will be done. Demonstrations done without proper leadership out there, they descend into chaos. And it is definitely exposing people to greater danger and greater risk from criminals, from the police, from the army, from whoever will be on the street trying to either cause the havoc or stop the havoc. Either way, the one who loses there is the person. People will lose and not the parties.
Governments have been changed in history through demonstrations. A lot of examples. They have been changed by the people. So don't even think that we have to wait for the ballot. We don't have to wait for the ballot to remove ZANU-PF. We can remove them outside of the ballot. And besides, you ZANU-PF running right now, they're talking about, we have to go to the ballot box. How come you didn't? Why didn't you? How did you take Mugabe out?
I can answer that now. Mugabe was not taken out by a demonstration. There was a demonstration, but the members of parliament, including MDC members, they said, the parliament said at the sports stadium, if you don't remember, and they voted a vote of no confidence on Mugabe. While it was going to be delivered, Mugabe resigned.
Mugabe
was not taken out there by the demonstrators, even though they contributed. But I am saying you cannot do the same thing twice. You will be exposing people. Listen, during Mugabe's time, it was the army, the people who had worked together, and the police. And the politicians. This time, people are not working together. There is bound to be bloodshed. And it is not advisable.
Well, you're going to get a surprise one day because people are actually working together to vote a ZANU-PF with no confidence against ZANU-PF. So you need to acknowledge that we have the right to vote, to cast a vote of no confidence against ZANU-PF. We have that right. So let's agree that we have that right.
No, that's where the problem is. You do not have a right to remove the government unconstitutionally. The government is not removed by unconstitutional. No, Mugabe resigned, if you don't remember that. And after he resigned, Mnangagwa was elected by Congress to become the president of
ZANU-PF. No, we had a coup. Let's get past it. What I'm telling you is that the people have the right to say, to vote no confidence against ZANU-PF. We need to agree that. That people have the right to get up tomorrow and say, no confidence in this, and we're not going to wait for
elections.
We want a change now. We have that
right. Listen, madam, the point is not to make an argument. The people have no right to break the constitution. They have a right to demonstrate. But you cannot demonstrate and say, either you sort things out or not, I want you out. You don't do that.
Yeah,
the reason why MDC, the reason why, That's your problem. The reason why SDC has never won elections up to now is because it does not have the people on their side.
Right, so let's progress. Ms. Pepe, we understand you, and now Dr. Mabaza can hear you as well. So let's bring in Marvelous. Marvelous.
I wonder that it's Mbopa, my baby, Mukana. Sindoenda kunava Mabaza, Dr. Mabaza, nchiti asi bumbiro reZimbabwe rinobvumidza kuti vanhu varatidzire kana vasiri kufara nezvimwe zviri kuitika munyika uyezve sekutaura kuri kuita vazhinji pana pavanhu vayuwira nenzara mitengo iri kuramba ichikwira saka imi seZANU PF sei pari zvino muri kungofunga chete kuti vanhu kana vakuratidzira vari kuratidzira vachinge vatumwa nevamwe vanhu sekutaura kwamaita kuti muri kuti imimi semaonero enyu muri kuti imimi iregime change agenda sei muri kufunga kudaro
zvakanaka mutetete zviri pachena zviri kufamba mumhepo zvakanyorwa kunzi 31 July ZANU PF must go. If ZANU PF goes, it means the government goes. In other words, it is an agenda to remove ZANU PF and to remove the current government. I see secret. No, ziri kutaurwa. But dambudziko riripo ndirekuti vanhu vakataura pachezvavo vebato rimwe chete vanobva vafunga kuti vanhu vese vakumirana navo. Zimbabwe haina kuti ZANU PF haina kupinda musimba nekuda kwevanhu vashomashoma vemuHarare. Inyika yese yakavhota mavhoti ese akasangana kuti kawina kana mava nedambudziko we follow the same process vote ZANU PF out in 2023 but don't start a commotion now in order just to create a problem for your own country inyika yenyu yamurida kuurayai vanhu venyu vamuda kukwadzisa zvabva kupi mweya aiwoyo ndomweya usina kunaka iyoyo itai zviri pamutemo ikozvozi MDCA yaakutoziva kuti haichisina maMP mupaliamendi anogona kuita anything vari kubvisana voga hazvinei neZANU PF izvo saka they cannot follow a parliamentary route they cannot follow a constitutional route they have to follow a rights route but they are now twisting the rights and saying we have a right to remove the government by force atikadaro hakuna nyika inotongeka we cannot please everybody but we are saying yes vanhu vari kutambudzika hurumende iri kuedza kupagadzirisa kana pane dambudziko taurai dambudziko ramunenge mataura hurumende inopagadzirisa but handimbati tada kubvisa hurumende nechisimba imuri vairi nyika yese yakavhotera hurumende yamuda kubvisa
tiri ipapo tichiri ipapo vamavaza taona nhasi vakoti vachiwanikwa ivo vachitorwa nemapurisa muHarare mushure mekunge vaedza kuratidzira sei mapurisa ari kuwanikwa ivo achisunga vanhu kana vanhu bumbiro remutengo richibvumira kuti kana vanhu vari kuratidzira murunyararo vanogona kuratidza kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika
ndogona kuvapindura ipapo vanhu vari kusungwa kana vachinge vakuratidzira vasina kutedzera matano anofanira kutorwa munyaya dzekuratidzira vasikana vana mamombe ava havana kuudza kana mupurisa kana ani kana sabhuku kuti hakunoratidzira mamombe akabva kuconstituency kwake akaenda kuwarren park vakanoita mhirizhonga nyaya yavakasungirwa haisi yekuratidzira zvisiri pamutemo vakasungirwa nyaya yekutanga yekuti matyora mutemo wecovid yepiri yakazenge ya yekuti mazonyemba kuti mapambwa musina kupatwa iyi nyaya iyi inozoongororwa mudare yopera kana vasina mhosva vanonzi havana mhosva kana vanayo vanobatika nemhosva asi hakuna akasungirwa kunzi nemhaka yemaita kunoratidzira nekuti kuratidzira kunobvumirwa kana mukaratidzira murunyararo asi mukabva kumba muchitakuta hatidzokere kumba kusvika mabva pachigaro kana zvakamboitwa kune dzimwe nyika hazvirevi kuti zvinoitika muzimbabwe saka hazviitiki izvozvo
thank you so much ngena mbonapoke sesigqiba uhlelo badube uyamuzwa uyakhuluma lapho uDr Mabaza ngena khonapho mfowethu
okay okunye udadewethu uMabhebhe seke wakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu beZANU PF badanisa kakhulu ukuthi bona bayenze ikhungo 2017 namhlanje sebezenza bona abantu abalandela umthetho njalo into ekhona okumele behlale beyazi kubana uhulumende kumele ebe yisisebenzi sabantu abantu nxa sebediniwe bathi hayi uhulumende awusebenzi ngendlela thina esifuna ngayo abantu balalo ilungelo lokumkhupha uhulumende you cannot keep an incompetent government and wait for 3 years because these people they are not serving the interests of the people they are plundering the country day and night And besides, this guy is trying to defend his ZANU-PF. Why is he not advising Mnangagwa to deliver instead of trying to threaten people to stay out of the street? Actually, by the tone of his voice, it's obvious that they are running scared of the people, because they know that when the majority unites, they will be removed from power and stop looting, because they only survive by looting from the people.
Before you respond, Dr. Mabaza, let's bring in Ms. Ketu Epepe. Briefly, Ms. Ketu Epepe, your last words, your matter.
My last words is that ZANU needs to stop being defensive and do right by the people. They know, he has already confirmed that the government knows that the people are hungry and they're angry. Do something about it before July 31st. Do something about it July 31st, before they go out there. Start feeding people. Do right by the people. If you know that they are not happy, this process is saying that, oh, it's a process. No, it doesn't take long for people to be stealing money from the government. So at least part of it, if you're going to steal, at least steal half and give us half. We're not gonna go to this. So before July 31st, before people go out there and start complaining, do right by them today. That's my last words.
But Dr. Mabaza, your last word, sir. Only 30 seconds. We are right on top of time now.
Thank you. The first point is to know that we are not scared of people, because people are ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is people. There are few people who are not happy and they want to have a demonstration. Demonstration is their right, but if it turns violent, they will be arrested. And if it turns nasty, the police will have ways of stopping it. And again, we want this to be known. People who demonstrated against Mugabe in 2017 were not ZANU-PF people, were MDC people, ZANU-PF people, and Zimbabwean people. It was beyond a party level. So it was not the party. But ZANU-PF only removed Mugabe from the party constitutionally, according to the constitution of ZANU-PF, and from the parliament constitutionally, according to our own constitution. So in other words, whatever has been done was within the law. So we cannot turn back and say we need to repeat what happened last time. If they can do it lawfully, there's nothing wrong. But what is wrong is to cheat people, lie to them, and tell them you can remove ZANU-PF by being a group. Demonstration does not help ZANU-PF, does not help MDC. MDC is calling for demonstration, or rather all opposition are calling for demonstrations for them to stay relevant. But that relevance is destructive to the economy, to the people, and to the country.
Thank you very much, Dr. Simba Mabaza. He belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. We also wish to thank Mr. Mlungisi Dube, an independent political commentator, and Ms. Ketu Epepe, a Zimbabwean living in Canada.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Now we've come to the end of the show, and please note that this is a pre-recorded live talk show. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
I'm Marvelous Mtanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C. Ngatisanganye zvakare mangwana pa Let's Talk. Ngatikurukurei mangwana. Muve nezuva rakanaka.
Sawa, kurege Marvelous kuna hapo. Tione kahle. Sesi puma kuna hapa.